can watch who you're loving. By our mother, the mountain, I swear that it's true. And love not a woman with hair black as midnight and a dress made of satin all shimmer and blue. Sing it to Lorelei, oh. Oh, my lover comes to me with a rose on her bosom. The moon's dancing purple all through her black hair. And her ladies in waiting, she'll stand 'neath my window. And the sun will rise soon on the false and the fair.
I'm Steph Green, and you're listening to WMUC-FM College Park.
Ever wonder why you feel like a complete zombie when your alarm goes off after 8 hours, if you're even lucky enough to get that much sleep? As college students, it feels almost impossible for us to get enough sleep. We're constantly told to get 8 hours, but is that really the magic number? Did you know that throughout the night, your body cycles through periods of light sleep and very deep sleep? Most people's sleep cycles tend to last 90 minutes, so if you aim for 8 hours, your alarm is likely to go off just as you're diving into deeper sleep. Try aiming for 7.5 hours of sleep and see how you feel in the morning. If you feel great, you probably nailed it and found your sleep cycle. If you don't feel perfect just yet, test out an 85 or 95 minute sleep cycle instead. Not only will you feel great in the mornings once you discover your magic number, you'll also add about 30 minutes of valuable time to your day.
Hello! Sorry that was so long, but we have a special guest in the studio today!
Hello! I don't know if this is working. Oh my god.
It's working.
Is it working?
Oh, okay. It's working.
Okay, I don't know if it's working.
Wait, speak.
I'm worried.
Oh no, it's
Hello?
Working.
Hello?
Everyone say hi, Beck.
Hi, Beck.
It's a special day for multiple reasons. One is we have Beck.
Me. Yay.
Two is it's the last show of the semester. Three is it's Spotify Wrapped week.
That it is.
So we're gonna rap.
I love Spotify Wrapped.
Do you?
I actually do.
You don't find it to be controversial?
Well, I mean, it definitely is. And like, who makes my rap? That's a great question.
That is a great question.
And this year, the answer is AI, and they did inform us of that, which is something.
They did inform us of that?
Yes. At the very end, it says, like, in a little corner, it goes, made with AI.
Oh, really?
So funny. And I was like, per AI, okay, I guess.
Oh,
like,
wow.
Let's go.
I mean, I think also this was the year of the algorithm for me, where I really just succumbed to whatever came on my, like,
what it recommended.
Yeah, my recommended.
Some
so
playlist ended recommended songs.
Yeah.
Said, okay.
I said, give it to me. Sing. I said, give it to me.
You know what? Respect.
Yeah. So today, so my Wrapped is kind of, I mean, I think it's pretty accurate. I like my Wrapped. My Wrapped is based on, like, a lot of the music I listened to in Copenhagen, which is making me feel very nostalgic. So I don't mind it.
That's cute. I see. Now you're tapped.
Okay, you don't look at those. We're not going to play all of the Karen. We're not going to play all of the Karen Winter that I have on my top 100.
It's really funny. I have another friend who has a pretty similar lots of Cameron Winter.
I'm sure most incels our age the same rap as I do. So shout out to the incels. Woo-hoo. We're going to start this one off for you. Me and Beck are going to go bar for bar.
It's going to be a very interesting mix of things.
Yeah, it's going to be exciting. I'm excited. I haven't seen Beck's playlist yet.
I have not. This is my first sneak peek now, looking over your shoulder.
So it's an exciting time for both of us. So we're going to start off super strong and niche with Cameron Winter's Love Takes Miles. So I hope you all enjoy it. And I hope you've never heard this niche song before and we can all listen together.
I'm excited.
Thank you. love will come. When you've got enough under your arms, oh, mama, love will come. Love will make you fit it all in the car, oh, mama. Something will take you by your pants and swing you over its head and kick you back and forth. Watching the bells, watching the lights. What I want is far away. Talk to the moon, flatten her down. Make her watch the wind all night. She can't wait, lonely as hell. Walking around without moving. I'm not here. Watching the moon. In your shoes, mm-hmm, mama. I need your feet more than you do, mm-hmm, mama. I need somebody sent down from the sun that talks to me how you used to.
Que es la que hay. Tienes jebo. Si te cansas de él, mami, yo coge el relevo. Yo me atrevo. Te enseño truquitos nuevos. Tú estás dura y yo me veo cabrón en el espejo. So what's up? Tú dando mamacita. Dime what's up. Yo dando cuerpo y carita. Mami, what's up? Yo sé que tu face turn no declina. Ey, trépate en el tubo, yo tengo la propina. Llevo par de días visitando al joyero. Me caché par de anillos, uno pa' cada dedo. La MP pídate con mi negocio, no juego. Y tirando chavo mientras suena está en el putero. ¿Quién es esa diva y sabe que están hablando de mí? Dos teléfonos encima y los dos en D&D. Lo único que tengo en el bolsillo son los USD. Que tienen más, chicas, please. Yo tengo más grande el. Me gusta la película, pero solo a veces. Cuando me engancho todas las cadenas pa' que me pese. A ti, mami, ¿qué te gusta? Rápido se crece.
Me gusta que allá abajo, baby, me come la vez.
What's up? Tú dando mamacita.
Dime what's up.
Yo dando cuerpo y carita.
Mami, what's up?
Ya sé que tu face turn no declina. Ey, trépate en el tubo, yo tengo la propina. Y eso que es petina, mami. Si te vas conmigo, tu espalda va contra el dash. Lo hacemos encima del stash. El video con el flash. Tú como que estás switch. Yo digo que voy a smash.
Cuando el hotel la switch, five star. Quieres ser mi baby mama. quiero cantarte la la so.
I hope you enjoyed that very much as I did.
Oh, of course.
That was Young Miko.
Your breakneck speed going from Caribou to that immediately afterwards.
And
don't
good.
Worry.
And good. And what does that song mean to you, Beck?
It means I'm very queer. And Young Miko is very pretty.
Okay.
And when that song came out, I played it on loop for like two days.
Oh, so there's some pretty privilege going on here.
It was 100%. I will show you a photo of her and you will understand.
Wait, I would love to see.
I'll show it later. Okay. I'll show when we play the music. I played that song so many times. People were sick of me. And I was like, my bad, but not really, because I keep on playing it to this day. But it came out in the spring.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm glad because this was my first time hearing it, and I'm not sick of it yet.
Oh yeah, there's this wonderful section. I'll say
we'll chat about Young Miko later. We'll chat about Young Miko later.
Don't worry.
In the meantime, you're gonna listen to my third top song, but my second is another Cameron Winter song, and so is my fourth. So we're gonna skip those and go to my third, which is Arthur Russell's "I Couldn't Say It to Your Face." I love this song.
Yep.
I listen to it very often. Often while I was on public transit, so this is my public transit song.
I love a transit song.
Yeah, so just imagine that you're like on a train, I guess. Enjoy.
I love trains.
I couldn't say it to your face, but I won't be around anymore. I couldn't say it to your face, but I won't be around. I needed a place, so I walked in the door. I couldn't say it to your face, but I won't be around anymore. It's my world, it's my song. Didn't ask you to sing along. I needed
wanna be behind you when you wanna shut the door. What's the point? Can't talk over all the noise. You don't wanna understand me. You just wanna hear my voice. Give me more. I want you to call me yours. I don't wanna be behind you when you wanna shut the door. What's the point? Can't talk over all the noise. You don't wanna understand me. You just wanna hear my voice.
And we're back. Caught us off guard.
Thank you, Beck. We were just discussing the intricacies of streaming.
That we were. That we were. And also pretty people. But
and pretty
we
people.
Haven't gotten to that part yet. I have yet to see a photo, so debate's still out.
That was Beck's number three also.
Number three. Yup, yup. I don't know. Something about the internet personality music scratches my brain, right?
Right.
There's so much crunch to it.
Yeah.
I love some crunch.
It kind of mutes the noise. I have a friend who only listens to that kind of music when she studies because she's like, it turns everything else off so I can really lock in. I think she's crazy.
I cannot lock in with it. I get super into it.
I think she's crazy, but I kind of understand. It's kind of like when you're running and you need to listen to that. Not that I do that.
I don't run.
I feel not like that I'm I do not. That either, but I can at least like understand it a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
Because like when you run, you're like trying to like only focus on
running.
On running, and when you're studying, you're trying to like only focus on the material.
I don't think I listen to like crunchy.
It's like you're turning off the same parts of your brain.
Okay.
That you're turning, on the same parts of your brain. You know?
Whoa, off and on right there. They just kind of threw me in a loop. I don't know what I'm doing.
It's
maybe
okay.
Everything's off.
It's okay.
Actually, we're not thinking. Purr.
Next, we have Apples in Stereo, Benefits of Lying with Your Friend. This is my number six because, like I said, Cameron Winter was my number fourth. And then we won't see Cameron Winter for a bit, except I'll be seeing him this Saturday. So, whatever.
I love
whatever.
That.
So, we're going to listen to that now. So, enjoy.
Fade on the radio song, and everything I try pass me by. Like the tide seems to rise, then it's gone. No one there. Sometimes I can see myself, I can be myself with a friend. Now every day I rise, broke my eyes, and my mind fills with complications. And everywhere I go, pass by slow. There's no one there. Sometimes I can be myself, I can see myself with a friend now, a friend now. Thank you.
has gone on.
That was the theme song to Hunting Wives.
And that it was, which I did not know because I didn't watch it. And then I was like, I love this song. And I kept on getting edits on my TikTok. And I was like, oh.
Did you end up watching it?
I have not.
My mom said it was really bad.
Is it? I actually would believe that.
Yeah.
I really would believe that.
But I would watch it anyways.
Yeah.
Personally.
I get that. I respect
that. How did you find the song?
She has other music that's been released. Also, this is, like, my genre wheelhouse for my show is all, like...
Right.
Folk Americana country roots music.
Well, where's Sierra Farrell on your top 100? Is she gonna make an appearance?
You wanna know what's so funny? We're gonna have to jump for her, because while I listen to her in general a lot, I don't loop her music. Like, I'm scrolling down my top songs of 2025. Like, the first time she appears is, like... 23 listens, which is really far down my scroll.
Fake fan.
Hey, I just like a lot of her music. I like all of it. All of her music I like. Fair. Not all just one or two
I
songs.
Like. I like all of her
I
music.
I like it all.
Next is back to me. We have the Worst Taste in Music radio department, who I also saw was on Troye Sivan's top 5 that he posted on his story. So
many per.
I was like twin.
I like that. That's so cute.
So I love Radio Department so much. And I love this song. I listened to it a lot when I was in Iceland, so it reminds me of ice, if you can imagine. So yeah.
Respect that.
Bye.
Yeah.
I've got such time to spare. I just want money to waste. Don't have the want or care. Ain't got no friends to help me misbehave. I know you're so on my smiley face. I've got good grades, got my time.
We are back.
Guys, I'm so behind on readings for a class that we're in. It's bad. It's bad.
I did 7 readings last night.
Wait, that's crazy.
I know.
That's so many readings.
I just was like talking to my roommates and I was having such a good time and I was just like kind of like reading like a line every like 30 minutes and
Wait,
I just like did it.
But a line every 30 minutes, you devoured those readings.
I devoured them, yeah.
Wow.
I devoured them. I've never done a reading before the discussion, so I felt
really knowledgeable.
On top of it. Like, academic weapon.
Ooh.
Dare I say.
Just in the nick of time, guys. We're at the right time for that.
Yes.
I love that.
Yes. I have no finals next week.
Wow, I got 3.
I'm sending everyone who has finals next week really negative energy.
Oh. You know what? Maybe I deserve that one. That's fair.
Really negative energy, because why do you have finals when I don't?
I don't know why I have finals. I actually don't want these finals. And there's 3 of them. Why are there 3 of them?
Why is there 3 of them?
They are only on Mondays and Tuesdays, though. So, guys, hit me up the rest of the week, because if I turn to my projects early, I'll have free time. I love free time.
And after we play this song, me and Becca are going to discuss our super fun winter break plans, probably.
Probably. Knowing us.
So imagine that you're part of those conversations while you listen to Pretty Eyes Lorraine by Flory. We decided to switch things up, and now we're shuffling through Our top 100.
Yeah, finding the matching one to whatever shuffle pops up.
So this is number 70. I saw Flory in June, and they were so fun. They were so fun with Lily Seabird.
Okay.
Yeah, it was really, really cool. So this is probably right after that concert when I was only playing them for like a month. So yeah.
Girls got pretty eyes. All my girls got pretty eyes. Oh, have dialed. Please check the number and dial again, or call your operator to help you.
We're back again, just at the last second,
forgot
like
that
every
that
time.
Song ended.
We did, in fact, talk about. Oh, no, we didn't even talk about our winter break plans. Sorry, we get so sidetracked.
We did.
We were talking about bull riding.
So, if you were talking about your winter break plans, just know you had your own unique, independent conversation of us.
You are unique. You won the niche off.
Yeah,
so, congratulations to you. Here's your crown. Here's your cookie.
Somebody needs to do that.
Yeah.
And it's you.
And somebody needs to be niche, and it's going to be you. Speaking of niche, let's listen to Pavement.
I love Pavement, too.
This is my plug to watch Pavements, the movie of Pavement, which is so good, so meta, so layered, so multifaceted.
Oh.
And fun and fresh for the whole family.
Relational ontologies. Yes, I was born for relational ontology. I feel that. I see that in your soul. I was like, you, relational ontologies.
And bull riding.
See that in your soul. Bull riding, for sure.
So this is Fight This Generation by Pavement. And I'm not going to say enjoy. I'm going to say nothing.
Talk to you. I can't, so I won't stand up, chop, break, up, look for splinters you might see where they come and go down, sweet Yardley. I won't let you fall down. I won't let you fall down. Yeah. Goddamn the guts and the gore. Nobody's crying because there's no one to score. Well, come up. Sweet Randy, I won't let you fall. What you got to lose? What you got to prove? Who you gonna screw down here now? We'll be right back.
We're back again.
Yay!
Talking about foxes now.
Which is not that unusual for me. I love how it picks up all of the background noise.
I know. I know.
You guys are getting a whole concert with us right now.
I've been wondering if you can hear it as much as I can.
I feel like based on the fact that it keeps on like flipping up. Call in, guys. Give us a text.
Call in.
No, wait, not even a joke. Every time I'm in FM, like every other week, for some reason the phone will ring and I panic every time.
Do you answer it?
I panic so I don't pick it up because I'm so worried I'm going to answer it on air.
Someone's calling in.
And if they're going to call in and they're going to be a telemarketer who's going to start promoting things and saying obscene language, and I'm going to be like, oh no, guys.
That's not your fault, though. That's not your fault. Maybe
I'm
you
so
just
nervous.
Need to like ask for people to call in so that can be avoided, you know what I mean? So then it's like the phone's just ringing off the hook.
I'm just really curious on who's the person calling in, because it's happened more than once now.
I think you need an answer. Are you doing radio over winter break?
No, I wasn't going to.
Maybe think about it.
Are you doing your radio over winter break?
No, I'm gonna be gone for December.
Yeah, that would change
things.
But
I'll be back for January, so if they let me, I would love to.
I mean.
I just want to give a special shout out to the band that has been practicing at the same time as my radio show every single week for the entire semester. You guys are my rock. You keep me young. You keep me excited. Every morning I wake up yearning for this 1 hour where I get to hear this. So thank you.
And so do your listeners.
And so do you guys, I'm sure.
Told by our program right now.
So now we have Beck's last song.
Yay.
I think it's their number 26.
Is that what the number? Wait. I scrolled down, so I lost. 27.
Number 27. Followed by my number 27, which is going to be my big finale to my entire radio show for the semester.
Wow.
Which couldn't be possible without this band behind me.
Oh.
So
it's okay.
There's a lot of emotions in the studio today.
I'm gonna cry, guys.
So I just want to say thank you, everyone who's ever tuned in. And I will see you in just a few weeks, okay? And thank you, Beck. You're with me today.
This is actually really convincing. I'm not like making eye contact right now. I was like, wow.
You started getting worried. Okay. You were like, how do I comfort her right now?
Like, I can. Like, this is for you to embody in yourself. This is your journey.
Thank you. Oh. Thank you. Well,
happy end of semester.
Happy end of the semester.
I don't have a gun. Tell me so. $15,000 in... Tenth caller, right?